St. Peter, in sharing with the people of God at his time about what happened to him on the mountain of Transfiguration, and he told them that what I've experienced is no mere myth, but it's a power coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And so he tells them, we possess that prophetic message that is altogether very reliable. And you will do well. You will do well to be attentive to it and listen to it. For as a lamp shining in a dark place until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, you will be well to be attentive to it as a lamp shining in a dark place. I am sure many years ago you heard the expression, light the candle or curse the darkness. If there's anything that we can take away from today and in the days and weeks to come, we gather here, thank God, on Sunday. We come as people of faith. We hear the word of God today. But I fail in it, as I'm sure we all do. I don't always listen to it. I have to tell you, there are times when I have read the scriptures many times during the week, and I come to a Sunday morning and I say, what's the scriptures for today? I mean, sometimes it just doesn't hold you. But today is so important that we don't let that happen. We have too many admonitions today that says, listen, be attentive to the word of God. Let your light shine in the darkness. And I came across this statement by Adlai Stevenson during the time of the United Nations gathering. And he wrote, "Mr. President, on behalf of the delegation of the United States, I want to thank you for the eloquent and meaningful words that you have just uttered about Mrs. Roosevelt. And I come here for the second time in a little more than a year, sad in heart and in spirit. The United States, the United Nations, the world has lost one of its great citizens. Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt is dead, and a cherished friend of all the world is gone. Yesterday I said I had lost more than a friend. I had lost an inspiration, for she would rather light the candle than curse the darkness. And her glow has warmed the world. My country mourns her, and I know that all this assembly mourns her as well." The power of Eleanor's words came from the depth of her conviction. We must be willing, she said, to learn the lesson that cooperation may imply compromise. But if it brings a world advance, it is a gain for each individual nation. There will be those who doubt their ability to rise to new heights. But the alternative, she said, is not possible to contemplate. We must build faith in the hearts of those who doubt. We must rekindle faith in ourselves when it grows dim. We must find some kind of divine courage within us to keep on till on earth we have peace and goodwill among all people. Light the candle in the darkness and curse the evil. Eleanor Roosevelt did that. She's gone to God, as we will all go. But in the meantime, today, each one of us are called to be that light shining in the darkness. It's interesting that Peter Bennison was the founder of that idea of light the candle and curse the darkness. And it was the emblem for Amnesty International. You'll see a candle surrounded by barbed wires for all those people who are in prison because of their beliefs for the good of our country and our world. And so it's still their emblem. And we still have much in our own life and people who suffer. And so today, as it says, listen to the word of God. We pray that each one of us, in some little way, can be a light shining in the darkness. If you'll see today's paper in the Metro section by McIntyre, I have this young little lady. Her name is Stephanie. She's 23. And she came to me a month ago and said, I would like to bring life back to Central. And I said, Stephanie, come. And she brought me 20 young people. And they'd made a remarkable improvement on that whole plan, our house and neighborhood and everything. This little light, helping people that say they can't be employed. She's given them a trade, doing anything possible so they don't have to live in that darkness. But she's trying to be a light. So I think each one of us today, as we listen to the word of God and listen well and ask God for each one of us, how is he calling me today to be a light where I live, where I work, where I am? And when I hear the darkness of anger or hatred or animosity or racism or whatever it is, that I have the courage to be the light and to say what maybe will curse that darkness. So let us be attentive on this day and mindful of the people of Japan. For in 1945, on this very day, August the 6th, Hiroshima was bombed, one of the most Catholic cities in Japan. And on the 9th of this month, Nagasaki was bombed. Evil. And today, after all that pain and suffering, these little people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki are a light to us, of forgiveness, of compassion. They haven't lived in the darkness of that terrible tragedy. And so, if they can do it, we can do it. Be a light shining in the darkness.